Today, I interviewed Dale York. He is the owner of Cardinal Home Care. They're located in the Fairfax area. And the reason I thought Dale would be a good interview, and I was right, is because he also, just like some of our other interviews, is out there in his community, showing his face, getting in front of people, shaking hands, looking people in the eye, and really participating. His method of sales is maybe not as organized, but you're going to find out what really works for him. And his sales strategy, or what has happened in his sales strategy, is really interesting. If you really listen hard, you're going to find out that most of the time when he calls on someone, it's a warm call. It's not walking in cold. So you're going to see that in this interview. And he'll tell you how he does that and why he does that. So overall, this is a great interview with a brilliant home care agency owner who actually got licensed with his home care agency like 3 months before COVID. So they have already been through some of the toughest times and now does really well. But this is another owner who is a salesperson who is very involved in being the face of the company. So take another lesson from a seasoned veteran in home care and learn more about sales strategies that you probably haven't thought of. So with that, I give you Dale York.
It was December of 19. We got licensed. And then that first year, you know, we got some cases here and there. It was,
but it also is a testament to your persistence in what you do. And that's getting out there. And I mean, I guess during COVID, you probably couldn't do what you do right now. But
picking on her client, I had no idea who this person was. So she liked the caregivers. And I said, well, can we meet for coffee? And she said, absolutely. So she asked me, she goes, listen, nobody wants short shifts. Like, I got a 4-hour case if you want it. I was like, sure, we'll try it out. And really, that's kind of how it started, because the company that she worked for would call and say, hey, you know, Michelle said that you were able to help her with a client. Can you help me with one of my clients?
When did you start, like, I'm out here, I'm going to do this every day or several times a week, and I am going to make connections everywhere in this community?
You know, the first year, we did pretty well our first year. And my strategy at the time, and I think it's still my strategy now, is we had a client that lived at an assisted living, and I had no idea that she had a care manager. And the care manager called one day to check in on her client. I had no idea who this person was. So she liked the caregivers. And I said, well, can we meet for coffee? And she said, absolutely. So she asked me, she goes, listen, nobody wants short shifts. Like, I got a 4-hour case if you want it. I was like, sure, we'll try it out. And really, that's kind of how it started, because the company that she worked for would call and say, hey, you know, Michelle said that you were able to help her with a client. Can you help me with one of my clients? But I was doing everything, Valerie. Like, I was doing scheduling in the beginning. I was doing the onboarding. I was on call. I mean, you name it, I was doing it. It was like a 3-ring circus.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I don't know how any of you do this all day. It's a crazy business. I mean, it's rewarding, but you know, if there wasn't a reward, a human element of this and a reward to it, no one would do it. So it's got to have more rewarding moments than chaos, insanity, negative moments. It's just, you know, taking care of people.
I think the reward, I mean, obviously, you know, if you're going to run a business and you want to be in home care, I mean, you have to have somewhat of a servant's heart. But I think we just saw growth and revenue growing. And I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. So I think at the end of the day, yes, I was running around 12, 13, 14 hour days. But I think at the end of the day, to hear, hey, good job, my mom's happy with the caregivers, to hear the care managers call and say, hey, can you help us with this? I mean, that was rewarding in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. And today, how would you describe your week? What kind of, or do you make a plan, or do you have a plan before you walk out the door Sunday night? Do you sit down and say, here's what I need to do, or Friday afternoon? And Monday, do you have a plan, or are you just,
I need to get better with that. I think one of my downfalls, really, I think one of my downfalls is I think I just kind of wing it. And I think, I mean, it got me pretty far, but I don't think it's going to keep getting me far if I don't kind of change some of that. So no, I think I sometimes have a game plan. Like this week, I'll set up appointments for next week.
Yeah, good.
But if there's holes in my calendar, you know, I'll go into the office where I probably should be out marketing. I don't know. I mean, it's just there's we took a big hit with hours around the beginning of the year, January, February. We lost maybe, I don't even know, 25-30% of our business. It was really bad.
Is this from people passing away or moving?
Actually both. We had people moving out of state. They moved from their homes into local communities. They passed away. And there was a lot of 24/7 care that we had gotten from care managers. So I think we lost like 7 or 8 clients, but they were like big ticket clients. And so that's kind of caused me to, like, all the social media posts that you see. Yeah. I was talking with my social media lady, and she's like, we just need more. She's like, you know, help me help you kind of a thing. So that's why you see all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's obviously caught some folks' attention. I think the way you're using LinkedIn to tag people or businesses that you're around, or tag the people once they're up, I guess you can go back in and tag anybody you want. And that, I mean, to me, that's what it's all about from a digital perspective. But you actually making that connection, that's what everybody should be doing. Now, there's another piece of this that is apparent to me, and that is that you must have a pretty nice staff back at the office that you can trust, because you're not bogged down now today. You can go out and do this stuff. You know, there are some owners that can't get out of the business so that they can go do stuff. They are still, you know, mired down in the scheduling and I know that's normal when you're starting up, but it looks to me like you've set yourself up operationally so that you can get out of there.
So, and I'm pretty much an open book. I mean, you can ask me anything and I'm happy to share anything with you. So we were probably, it was mid-year, I don't even remember, a couple of years ago. And I was probably around like 1.5 million. And I was going nuts because I was so busy. And a friend of mine said, you got to hire a scheduler. Like, you got to get somebody, because now you're going to lose money because you can't do everything on your own. So I wound up hiring somebody that I completely trusted. And I think that was the main thing. Most employees that we have working for us have never worked in home care. I mean, they're good people. Most of this job you can teach and train. So I run around, my wife does all of the billing. So she was around since day one, obviously. I have an office manager who was my original scheduler. And then we have an HR person, an admin person, a scheduler. I mean, there's probably like 6 or 7 of us. And it's afforded me flexibility. But on the flip side, I don't take that with the grain of salt, because I could go home and cut grass or do something. It's a beautiful day out, but all of these employees are expecting a paycheck. And so, right, like, they've been really good to me, and how can I let them down? So when I'm out here meeting people and going to events and posting things and trying to get business, it's really because, like, a business collectively, like, I love these people that I work with, right? So how can I let them down and be like, oh, our hours have dropped? Well, that's okay. They'll come back up. But I don't want to be one of those owners where, you know, hours go down, you let somebody go, you bring them back. You know, that's just not, that's not fair.
No, I, as a business owner myself, I get it. I mean, as we grow, that's, it's wonderful. And I want to step back from doing the day-to-day stuff, but I also feel a huge responsibility to the 20 people or so that help manage and run this business. They have to get paid. And I, so I get it. I get it. You're out there because you have feel a heartfelt responsibility to the folks that help make this successful behind the scenes. So I get it. I couldn't just sit here all day either. You know, I got to be doing something to help with the business. But I also know that if those people weren't the reliable, trustworthy people that they are, you wouldn't be able to leave the office. So that's a testament to them, right? You hired the right people to substitute for you and to really do more than you can do. So let me, so you're in the Fairfax area. I know you probably serve a lot of Northern Virginia. And do you have a specific, like a radius that you go out in? Are you in like a 20-mile radius of the office? Are you marketing, you're going out and meeting with people there, or?
I think, I mean, Fairfax is kind of right in the middle in Northern Virginia. So if you looked at a map, we would go from like from Fairfax to Old Town Alexandria, which is right along the Potomac River. And then on the other side going west would be Leesburg. So I would say it's maybe 20 miles like one way, 20 miles the other. Maybe.
Yeah. Not to, I mean, but you're not driving a 50 mile radius to go visit with folks. I mean, 20 miles is big enough. I mean, it's a fair enough, big enough market considering you're in a pretty densely populated market there in Northern Virginia. So,
I think what's made us successful thus far is whenever somebody that we get is in a retirement community, whether it's independent living, memory care, assisted living, whatever it's been, I've been over there a lot. And the feedback that we've gotten from directors of nursing is, I feel like you care because you're just checking in on the residents. So when they refer to us, or if a care manager refers to us, I probably go a couple times a week, to be honest with you. Is that too much? I don't know. I mean, you could say you should be marketing and doing something else, which probably, but on the flip side, there's a customer service and there's a like a care component where I feel like, okay, you're going to be in good hands with Cardinal because they're going to take care of you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, half of our business, I would say almost half, is probably referrals from directors of nursing. And I would say probably the other half, maybe not half, maybe like 40 and 40 would be like care managers. And then we get random leads through the website. But I would say the vast majority are either DONs or care managers.
And do you remember, do you have a methodology in your head? I know you say you wing it, but I know you, it's probably something you do to get past the gatekeeper and to get to that director of nursing. And maybe it all just kind of comes because you got the care manager who referred you to the person, then you get to meet the director of nursing because they went into the nurse. I mean, maybe it all just kind of rolls together, but how did you get to that director of nursing?
So this is what's frustrating. So I'm not good with, I don't know how to just like cold call or make things happen. Like truly, like that's why I think we talked offline a little bit about my reaching out to another coach, because I don't know how to really get into rehabs. I mean, their doors are closed. I that's not my strategy.
Yeah.
When, so like if I have a new client at a community, then I'll meet that director of nursing. I'll meet the staff. And then I'll ask, you know, hey, one of your sister properties, is there someone there that you can refer me to? I've got a lot of caregivers looking for work. And they'll mm-hmm. say, oh yeah, call Gladys. She's over. Do you guys have sunrises where you are, or bright views? Or
yeah.
So like, good example, like we're taking care of somebody at a community, and one of the nursing supervisors I know works at a bright view. And I said, hey, I said, who's your DON? I said, I've got tons of caregivers looking for work. Can I reach out to your DON? She's like, oh yeah, her name is Janet. Give her a call. I said, well, she's not going to know me. Do you mind if I just said that you referred me to her? And she's like, oh, absolutely. She's really nice. So in my subject line, I put, you know, referred by Amy. And then when the director of nursing opened it up, she was like, oh yeah, come on in next week. We can talk. So, nice. Like that's been my strategy, but like going into a rehab and just kind of cold calling, I feel like I'm just another number that just calls on them. Like, there's no relation, there's nothing there.
So it sounds to me like you kind of use connection to reach out to a connection, like a spider web. So you've got this person can help you reach out to this. You're using your connections to reach out to more connections and to make more connections. Sounds.
I am, but where I am now is like, now I need to somehow, like I feel a little dead in the water right now, to be honest, because I've made tons of connections in like some of the Fairfax area, Loudoun County. Like I know a lot of people, but I'm trying to like, the pipeline's been slow. So I'm trying to keep these connections going. And I feel like I've lost some momentum. Mm-hmm. Like cold calling, how do you, that's just not, I don't know how to do it. I would love to learn, but that's not where I am right now.
Well,
I wish I was, but I'm not.
Yeah, no, it's tough. It's tough. And especially if, I don't know what your former life was before you opened a home care agency. I don't remember that, but I know that most of us who get into this probably maybe didn't have a sales background. We weren't salespeople. I'm certainly not a salesperson, but having a salesperson on my staff, I can see the inherent difference between someone who knows how to sell and me. For instance, you know, Don Fiala, Annette mm-hmm. Ziegler, and Lisa Marcellet on our team, they know how to get past it. They know how to walk in cold. And they know that even if you walk in cold, and I'm happy to share some of those videos with you. But if you walk in cold, it's time. It takes time. You got to get past the person at the front desk. You got to know them by name. You got to make sure that they're comfortable with you before they're going to throw you over the, fence to Marcy or whoever it is that you really want to talk to. So it is a time, a patience, and definitely a work of art. But it does happen. And I think that, in the courses that Dawn and Lisa and Annette teach, they talk about leave behinds a lot. And I think you do this anyway with the folks that you know, and, you know, you might bring them a little something or, you know, sponsor an event or whatever. That's something that they teach as well. The person that I talked to before you is very interesting in his approach as well. He takes, he's only been open 5 years, which is a pretty long time. But I mean, you know, his philosophy is that he's out there every day, but he's making connections, not just with the facilities and communities. He's also in the Rotary, making connections in Rotary, sponsored a little league team. What he's trying to do locally, he's in Bergen County, New Jersey, which is gigantic and very populated, but is make sure that people know that he's there to give back to the community in more ways than just senior facilities, and that he's very active in volunteerism. And that's not an immediate payoff by far. It's just another way to do things. And he doesn't have a salesperson either. And that would be my next question to you. Do you think you'll ever at some point hire someone to take over some of this sales and marketing, maybe a seasoned home care salesperson? I mean, I don't know. Is that in your plan for the future?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I was planning on doing something earlier this year when our numbers were really high.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I think I'm in a position right now. Like, this is good. I don't want to stop what I'm doing.
Sure.
But I was like, okay, me and another salesperson, everything would be fine. But then when our numbers went down, I was like, ah, shoot. So is it on the radar? It will be when the numbers get up a little bit more. So, I mean, we have some holes that we have to fill, some deficits that we have. I think a lot of people that I talk to enjoy having a business owner come around, like myself, and you probably experienced that too. Like, they like talking to the owner.
Yes.
And I've had to buffer myself with some conversations if it's not needed. Then I'm like, no, you can talk with them and I got other things to do.
Yeah.
I think referral sources, like the fact that I'm very engaged, which has been very helpful.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean, I do intend on hiring a salesperson when numbers get up a little bit more.
Well, I think coming out from behind, I say it this way because I'm in digital marketing, I'm the digital side, but I say come out from behind your website and be that person and be that face of the company, or have someone in your organization be the face that you can trust. That's always there, that they can count on to come around and check on, just like you said, check on that person who just signed up for services a week ago. Have someone in your organization that can be the face of the company. It's hard when you're first starting out, but the more you get into this, the more you know that people want to be able to trust you. And if your face is the one they see, and they do see you out there, you know, shaking hands and taking pictures with all the people in the community, they know you're not hiding. You must have a pretty good service. That's trust and authority. You must be doing something right, because you're not afraid to walk into this independent living community and know that your caregivers are doing the right thing. So I think that it is important that the owner gets involved. And if that is not their plan from the beginning, then they need to have someone in the company who serves as the face of that organization. I think that either way, that's really important. So, and people do like to talk to the owner, and, you know, I don't, that's okay. But you're right. There are certain administrative things that we try to give to the administrative staff.
Agreed.
But yeah, I agree with that. Getting the 24-hour cases back. I think one of our videos recently talks about, Dawn just did one, and I'll share it with you, that is all about getting back into those 24-hour cases, because that's where the margins are and how to get more of those from her point of view. And that might be helpful. But I know that what you're doing is very valuable. And if for no other reason, the Cardinal Home Care name is one that is branded to these people. They know you, they know your logo, they know your name, they know when you walk in the door. Even if it's somebody else that walked in the door with your business card, they'd be like, oh yeah, Dale. Yeah. So you're doing the right thing. I could see how you can run out of places, or you've been to XYZ place five times, you really going to go back today? Or, you know, I can see how it would get, once you've done this for a while, you feel like you're in a place of, okay, who can I visit this week? What am I doing? But you're doing the right thing. So the only difference in you and the person I interviewed before is just, and I think you already do this, but it's just that he looks at it as a community involvement, kind of giving back, and you do the same thing, but he's not focused on the facilities at the moment. That's his next step. But they do really well without that, because Applause Home Care is just so well known in that county, because he's everywhere sponsoring things and, you know, showing up at events. I think he also is very specific with one or two senior centers in his area, and mm-hmm. he constantly is putting on programs for them with not himself, but with he had a belly dancer come in. I mean, and teach, you know, and he had like a bunch of people show up for that. He's having a historian come in and talk about the history of Bergen County and George Washington's involvement. I mean, things that you wouldn't think are home care related, but are so engaging to his community and so interesting to the seniors who've lived there their whole lives, that it's really making an impact. So there's a million ways to skin a cat. But I think, you know, and I'll be happy to share. Also, I'll share his video with you as well. I just got that edited down. So, you know, those are some great ideas too, but I know that what you're doing is valuable because I see it and I wish everybody would do what you're doing.
You know, I think this industry is an amazing industry. Mm-hmm. I will say in Northern Virginia, it's somewhat cutthroat. I don't know how other areas are. But I love it. Like, I couldn't imagine, like people say, like, would you sell? And I'm like, to do what? Like, what would I do if I sold? Right. I mean, I think you have to really love what you do. Mm-hmm. I think you're always growing. You're always trying to figure things out. I think that, you know, there's good days and frustrating days like everything else in life. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really have no complaints at all. I mean, if I had to look back and, you know, thank God for what I have. I mean, I have nothing to complain about other than, you know, some silly things that happen here and there and some frustrations.
Sure.
But nothing that can't be overcome.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you giving us some insight into your week and your day and your strategy or your winging it. Because I think that it really shows how much you care about the people you work with and your community you're working for.
No, thank you.